This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Just coming up to 7:15. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now we're moving on to a joint agency raid that took place late last week. 45 bank accounts in 7 banks were frozen. 118 million ringgit were seized. All of this circulates around a company called iServe Online Mall. So we're getting into it.
So the action was taken against the company in question as well as its affiliates, and they were suspected to have committed various offences under the Financial Services Act 2013, as well as the Anti-Money Laundering, Anti-Terrorism Financing and Proceeds of Unlawful Activities Act 2001. Now, under a section in the Financial Services Act, it's actually an offence for any person to accept deposits without a licence. We'll come back to that shortly. And on Monday, BNM, Bank Negara Malaysia, released a statement saying this was coordinated by the National Anti-Financial Crime Centre, with BNM serving as lead agency, along with the Securities Commission Malaysia, Companies Commissions, Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, Royal Malaysia Police and Cybersecurity Malaysia. So really a joint agency and all the agencies that you would expect to see responding to a financial crime. Relevant documents were also seized in the raid to assist in the investigation. I did say we would circle back to that point that was raised under the FSA, and that is because the central bank has also issued a reminder for the public to only place deposits or invest with licensed and registered parties.
So that's really what we're going to be looking at today, both this particular incident, but also in a larger sense, how we can be smarter consumers, protect ourselves when basically investing or depositing our money, particularly when it comes to online platforms. We'd like to hear from you. Do you invest online? How do you do it safely? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, joining us to help us unpack this is Dr. Mariza Minhat, who is a chartered accountant and finance academic at the Edinburgh Napier University. She's also a committee member of the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales, Scotland. Dr. Mariza, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much, Lynn, Sharmila and all. It's morning in the UK, so good evening in Malaysia, I suppose.
So Bank Negara Malaysia and several government agencies have raided iServe Online Mall and are looking at possible money laundering and related financial offences. What do you make of this?
I think, in my opinion, this is a good progress by our financial regulator and enforcement agencies. As you have rightly said, that it demonstrates a coordinated effort by the National Anti-Financial Crime Centre, with BNM being the lead agency, along with the Securities Commission Malaysia, Companies Commission of Malaysia, Malaysian Anti-Corruption Commission, Royal Malaysia Force and the Cybersecurity Malaysia. So I very much welcome this development. However, we are still waiting for further details about this case, so my comments will be restricted to this. Just a wee note, it was reported that this company describes itself as starting out in 2001 before progressing to create a kiosk for big names. If this is correct, then the regulator and enforcement agencies may have taken quite some time in their investigation prior to launching the raids. So I would imagine it was not a straightforward process.
So all the reporting on this story has included a warning for members of the public to only place deposits or invest with licensed and registered parties. And there are a few things we wanted to discuss here, starting with this. How widespread is this issue of public, placing deposits with unlicensed, unregistered parties?
To my knowledge, this can be a widespread issue if members of the public are not all sophisticated. Sometimes even well-educated people are caught up in financial scams or crimes of this nature and did not take initiative to conduct due diligence themselves prior to investing, but hoping that things will go well. In this case, we do not have much information yet regarding the specific nature of financial crimes in question. According to the report, the central bank said that the action against the company was for suspicion of committing various offences, including under the Financial Services Act and the Anti-Money Laundering, Anti-Terrorism Financing and Proceeds of Unlawful Activities Act. But if you look at the definition of financial crime, it is not limited to money laundering. For example, using the definition of Financial Conduct Authority in the UK, financial crime is any crime involving money, which includes fraud or dishonesty, misconduct in or misuse of information relating to a financial market or handling the proceeds of crime. So given the broad nature of financial crime, I suspect this is a widespread issue. But the problem is most of these crimes perhaps remain hidden and have not been fully exposed.
So in the first place then, why is it important for the public to invest in companies that are licensed or registered with the authorities?
It is indeed important because companies that are licensed and registered with the authorities can be deemed as safer compared to others. This is because there are rules and regulations that the licensed and registered companies have to follow that hopefully will translate into consumer protection. There are also financial compensation in place, depending on the circumstances. For example, again, in the UK that I am more familiar with, we do have financial services compensation scheme that protects customers or consumers from losing some of their cash if authorized financial services firms go bust. And if things go wrong, consumers can go after the regulators who are identifiable and supposed to be more accountable to the public. Nowadays, in the fintech ecosystem, there are so many startups operating online. But when you look at the background, in some cases, we are not even able to identify the individuals behind the scenes. So who will you go after if things go wrong, if they are not registered or regulated?
So how can members of the public verify these licenses and registrations? You know, when it comes to doing our research, what should we be looking out for?
To my knowledge, the Securities Commission Malaysia published investor alert list that contains the list of unauthorized websites, investment products, companies and individuals. So if you are being approached by a company, I would suggest you check if they are listed in this alert list. And you can also check with the Companies Commission of Malaysia if the company in question is also registered there. In the UK, people can even check online if a company is authorized by the Financial Conduct Authority. So information is more easily available here to protect consumers. Perhaps we can expect the same thing in Malaysia.
How often are these licenses actually reassessed? What do companies have to do to qualify?
I think it can vary depending on the nature of businesses and activities. I would suggest those interested in this area to look up for the relevant legal instruments that will include the Financial Services Act and the guidelines of recognized markets issued by the Securities Commission of Malaysia.
And given that this particular incident involves an online platform, what are the particular perils of investing online? What do we need to look out for?
I suppose there are other equivalent companies that use online platform and the same tactics to pull money or funds from consumers. I suspect there are plenty of them out there which we have never heard of or we are not even aware about their legality, whether or not they are registered, for example. I suspect in their business model and operation, they are really taking advantage of several factors. What are these factors? First, they are using trendy buzzwords such as fintech as a marketing gimmick to attract people to do business with them. They are also taking advantage of the naivety of consumers who are not necessarily sophisticated in terms of financial and IT knowledge. And I suppose they are also taking advantage of the animal spirit of consumers in general, who always want to get rich with little effort. I mean, to get rich quickly with little effort. So, and also they perhaps suspect that regulators and enforcement agencies will normally take time to discover their activities. So they are taking chance and capitalize on this gap. Therefore, considering these factors, I will advise consumers to be more cautious and try to educate themselves about laws and financial regulations.
So currently, what sorts of laws do govern these sorts of activities online? Do we need more regulation in this area?
Of course, we do have laws governing these online activities, but the issue here is to what extent they are really effective. This is still a subject of further research. Obviously, we need to gather more evidence on this aspect. At this stage, my research project that is funded by a trust body of the Malaysian Institute of Accountants focuses on an important niche of fintech, that is the governance implications of the market for cryptocurrencies, which is another interesting issue we can discuss later.
Could you perhaps expand on some of those findings and how they might be applicable as we move forward with issues like these?
The most interesting findings that I can share with you, I think at this stage, what we have discovered is that not many people are fully aware about what is cryptocurrency, and they are not even aware whether cryptocurrency is legal tender or not. So I think this is interesting, although surprising, you know, when we talk about information asymmetry and knowledge gap in the market for cryptocurrencies, you know, which is an important aspect of the fintech ecosystem at the moment.
Dr. Mariza, thank you for speaking with us today.
Thank you.
That was Dr. Mariza Minhat, a chartered accountant and finance academic at Edinburgh Napier University, also committee member of the Institute of Chartered Accountants in England and Wales, Scotland. We'd like to hear from you. Do you invest online? How do you do it safely? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Now, coming up after the 7:30 news, a change of pace on Popcorn Culture. We're going to be reviewing the latest Netflix release, Red Notice, that stars Ryan Reynolds, Dwayne Johnson and Gal Gadot. So keep it here on The Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.